My name is Sebastian van der Schrier, and welcome to the Tap Along Overcoming Fear of the Anxiety Returning from socialanxietysolutions.com. All right, we're going to tap on that fear right now. So just start tapping continuously on the side of your hand, karate chop, and repeat after me out loud. Even though I'm afraid the anxiety will return, this happened to me before, and I'm afraid it will happen again, I accept myself and this fear I have. Even though I'm scared that the anxiousness will come back, it has always come back. It can't be gone completely. I'm convinced I'll have it forever. I'm willing to consider the possibility that I've dealt with my triggers and my system feels safe. Even though I'm afraid of the anxiety returning, that would be awful. I don't want to be disappointed again. I'm willing to consider that maybe this time I've done the work and I've dealt with the triggers and aspects. And maybe if I get triggered again, then maybe I can realize it's just some small thing I have to treat. And I'm willing to accept that possibility and let go of my fear now. Okay, good job. Beginning of the eyebrows. This fear of the anxiety coming back. On the side of the eyes, biting me in the ass. Under the eyes, this fear of the anxiety returning. On the nose, I'm afraid it'll come back again. On the chin, what if it does? On the collarbone, it did so in the past. Under the arms, and I'm afraid it'll come back again. On the liver point, that would be so disappointing. On the wrist point, and I'm afraid to get disappointed again. Top of the head, I'm afraid of the anxiety coming back. On the beginning of the eyebrows, but what if it won't come back? On the side of the eyes, what if I've dealt with the triggers this time? Under the eyes, but what if I haven't? On the nose, what if I'll get triggered again? On the chin, then what? On the collarbone, well, maybe. On the arms, just maybe. On the liver point, maybe I can deal with it this time. Wrist point, knowing that it's just another trigger. On top of that, a small obstacle to overcome. On the beginning of the eyebrows, maybe I can realize on the side of the eyes that there's a set amount of triggers under the eyes. And if I keep eliminating the triggers under the nose, eventually I run out of triggers to clear. On the chin, and then I'm totally free. On the collarbone, maybe I can accept whatever happens. Under the arms, and be okay with getting triggered again, if it happens. On the liver point, and trust that I can deal with it. On the wrist point, and be grateful when I get triggered, because I get the opportunity to clear yet another trigger. Top of the head, and be one step closer to complete calm and peace. Beginning of the eyebrows. I choose to feel calm about getting triggered. The side of the eyes. I choose to be okay when it happens. Under the eyes. I choose to let go of this fear of getting anxious again. Under the nose. I choose to trust that I can deal with it easily. Chin. Because I now know the truth. My collarbone. That I eventually run out of triggers. Under the arms. And maybe I'm already free of triggers. On the liver point. I can't trigger myself now. On the wrist point. So maybe I am free of my triggers already. On the top of the head. I choose to feel calm about whatever happens. And feel confident about stepping into this world anxiety free. On the beginning of the eyebrows. I choose to feel safe. Side of the eyes. I love feeling safe right now. Under the eyes. I trust myself to deal with things that come my way. Under the nose. And it feels good to acknowledge that. On the chin. I'm allowing myself to be peaceful. Collarbone, knowing that I'm safe. Under the arms, trusting that I can deal with anything that comes my way. On the liver point, I love feeling so safe. On the wrist point, I love feeling so peaceful. Top of the head, I love feeling so safe and peaceful, being the real me. Excellent. Take a deep breath in. And let go.